Good afternoon. The time is 4:01. You're tuned to KDNK Community Access Radio. My name is Raleigh Burley, editor of the Sopra Sun, joined in studio by our wonderful co-hosts. We have the one and only Gus Richardson. Oh, here you go.
My mic works now. I'm Gus Richardson. Hello.
Thanks for joining us, Gus. We also have Yesenia Benavides.
Hello.
Hello, Yesenia. Also one and only. And our guest today is Tara Serene. Tara now lives in Cedar Ridge, but many of our listeners may know her from when she lived here in Carbondale. Tara, are you on the phone?
Yeah, I am. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, we can hear you crystal clear. Thanks so much for joining us for today's show. The topic is Peonia's School of Magic, entering into its third season, and one of those immersion workshops that will be kind of the feature of the season is a drum building workshop that Tara will be leading. So let's begin on the topic of magic. Tara, could you tell us what magic is in your life, what it means to you?
Yeah, thank you for that. And it's so good to be here. Magic for me, it's an alchemy of walking through different worlds, experiencing different sensations, you know, alchemizing, moving all of our senses together through experience, through perception, through all the things that make us in this 3D body now, but connect us to what we know is more in the inherent and not necessarily the seen.
Thank you for that definition, Tara. Yeah, I've found really difficult to describe magic, and it seems like it's kind of personal to each person. One thing that I read on the School of Magic's newsletter that went out is, it says, why magic? Because who wants to live a disenchanted life? Life is magic, and the ability to see and interact with it as such is a lost art that our world is begging for us to remember and re-embody.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I liked that piece about disenchanted. So Tara, let's begin. We're going to get into the workshop, and I think that embodying magic is really relevant. But first, could you give us a little bit of your background and your connections here with the Roaring Fork Valley?
Oh, yeah. And first, I'll just say that my name is pronounced Tara Serene, but I grew up in Carbondale, and people would know me as my last name is Tippett. And we grew up in the old Dinkle building by the elementary school, which is now the Conscious Community Center. And there's a beautiful tale of an engine in the backyard there. I have grown up in the valley and then moved on to Golden and Denver, Colorado, and then come back over to Cedar Ridge full circle. And I feel just so blessed to be connected on KDNK, as my father also used to do shows on, and my uncle as well.
Shout out to John Stroud, also a writer for the Sopra Sun.
Oh, wow.
So before we get into the details of this workshop, which is coming up May 4th to May 10th, I want to hand it over to our students, Gus and Yesenia, if either of you have any initial questions for our guest.
Yes. Well, growing up, Tara, were you also, did you still have like that want with to connect with nature magic or your spirit with body?
Yeah, I guess I was really privileged to grow up in a time where that was the heart of the center of Carbondale. It was a group of people who came to embody magic, to be close to nature, to be close to the inherent higher self and the God within. And I'm a child of that. And danced with that most of my young life, experiencing all the beautiful people of Carbondale that many still live and grow and have brought so much prosperity to Carbondale itself. But the magic's always been there. And Sopris is a huge root of that. And Aspens and the tales that that valley tells us, because we know that it's been magic to all the inhabitants across time. And it still continues to be. It also layers upon time there, is my feeling of it. But I certainly found myself more often than not sitting out with the rose hips, the lilac trees, and making potions and creating magic for myself when it was so easy to do in that valley. And mm-hmm. it still is, but there was so much more nature mm-hmm. then, even though it's grown in such a beautiful way. And that part of my heritage has lived on and absolutely been what I've wanted to give to people in this kind of an experience, is a return to that nature way and the respect that we are part of that circle and we have something to offer as well as something to receive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, how... You seem to be saying that magic is, like, innate to our being, right? So how can one practice that inherent magic? How can one harness that magic found within oneself, the inner God, as you said?
Hmm. And, you know, I think Willow spoke to this in the article as well, and I agree. It's about slowing down. It's about going into the quantum realm. We're all just matter, you know, with spaces between, and inside that space is consciousness and energy. And we're spinning and we're vibrating, and we get so much inherent ability to maneuver in this world, but to slow down enough to actually allow ourselves to learn, to grow, to trust what occurs. We're also moving on different speeds. You know, the trees and the stones have been here for much longer. Think about how long have those trees been breathing for us. They were breathing for your mother and for your grandmother, and they're breathing for you, and they'll breathe for your children. And so when you look at the time span for different beings, magic is in the slowdown that we notice the ant that's crawling on the ground and the tree that's breathing air throughout your whole generational family.
Thank you so much for those thoughtful responses, Tara. So kind of bringing it in for this drum building workshop, I'm curious, what was the first drum you ever built? Could you tell us a story about that?
Yeah, the first drum that I ever built, I bought a kit and I was like, I'm going to build a drum. And I put it together, and it snapped, and it warped, and I took it apart, and I put it together again. I probably did that 1,000 times. And through that process, I was also working on an inner alchemy within my own growth. And I was weaving in, and I was weaving out. And what the drums started to show me was there was intention, that there was song, that this was also an animal, that this was an animal whose timeline came to meet mine, you know, and was wanting to be reanimated back into this new form, which is alchemy, right? Which is what we're doing at the School of Magic, is creating alchemy, slowing down to take the time to be in reverence, to slow down and pay attention. And it can help us, because when we give like that and we receive like that, it's a gift to both ways. We receive, this animal lives on. If this drum were completely dead, it would just be flakes of skin on the ground. But it's inherently holding on to itself, some imprint, some vibrational imprint that has a story to tell. And it's also a veil between the portals that we choose to open with our invocations, with our thoughts, with our actions, and with our being.
It jumped out to me. We watched a video that you sent before beginning this interview, And you spoke about a part of the process where people wake up the drum. So after they've put the pieces together and stretched the hide and done all of that work, there's actually, it sounds like, a ceremony around waking up the drum and introducing its voice.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't do a workshop in 5 hours, not that you can't make your own drum in that way, but, you know, it's not even a building, it's a birthing, because we're working in the way that's inherent to a yin aspect, a receiving, and then an unfolding. So it's both masculine and feminine. And, you know, what happens is there's the creation, the void, which is very yin in nature and very feminine in nature. And we come out of that spinningness and we come out, we unfold who we are. And as that's incubating, we grab that palo or that stick and that lightning, and we grab that masculine energy and we bring song, rhythm, a beat, a heartbeat. And those two together connect us to the wheel, you know, the mother and the father, and then all the directions around us. And when that's all connected, we become that personal vortex for something to come through, some song to channel through, some message, some healing. And people use their drums for various different reasons. I got four texts today about people who have built drums with me and where they've gone on their journeys with their drum. And it's not unlike becoming a parent. It's definitely an experience that is an opening and unfolding, which is like a birth. And all aspects of people can experience that. That's not just reserved to the woman. It's for all of us to go back to this yin nature, to this listening and this slowing down, so that magic can recreate itself in this earth. And the more drums that are out there, the better off we are. I don't know if you guys remember in the pandemic when people were out howling. Well, a lot of people were out drumming. And sometimes I'd get videos of people who had their drums out, and they were the only ones in town on the top of the cliffs sending out a call of connection. Because that's what people do. That's what heals us. We reach out, and we find that there are others. There's an echo coming back to us, or a mirror of some. And we form something through that.
And in addition to connecting us maybe with our hearts and each other, it connects us with our ancestors too, right? It's one of the oldest instruments that we can imagine.
Absolutely, our ancestors. And then I also challenge us, though, to broaden our understanding of ancestors. As I go back and speak of the trees and the stones and the rivers, you know, when I come by Carbondale or I go through Paonia now, I think, oh my God, those, the West Elks are my aunties, you know, and Soperus is my mother. And I always return to the Crystal River and the Roaring Fork and to the Colorado, because those are the ones who took care of me. Sometimes when we think back in our ancestors, there's so much lineage healing that we have to do. We forget that we're also always supported and held by our greater mother, which is the earth. And then even that mother has a mother, and that's the cosmos, right?
Hmm. Well, for listeners just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun, and our guest today is Tara Sarin, speaking about a drum building workshop being hosted in Paonia by the new School of Magic. Yesenia, did you have a question?
Yes. Do you guys have a targeted age for the school?
I believe the School of Magic is for adults, in, you know, people who are coming into the maturity of looking into the deeper esoteric. I don't know that there is a direct age on that, but people who are mature in themselves and are deepening into their practice and able to transform and be in the alchemy of that. And sometimes when we're in a younger age, we're already in that sacred way of alchemy and transformation. Our cells are consistently teaching us over and over and over again. And I think the School of Magic is a place for people who are wanting to remember, too, what that youthfulness is like, what that play. I mean, one thing about the drums and the School of Magic and all the people who are a part of this and the tools that are coming through it, like breath and Qigong and yoga, these are all tools to bring us back to that inherent childlike nature of who we really are, you know, and how can we play? How can we play more with the troubles of our lives? What would it be like if we approached our lives like that?
I had a question as well. I was wondering, you refer to the creation of a drum as the birth of a drum, and does that come just purely from the act of creating, or does that come from the act of transferring one form of life into another, or does that come from something else that I'm not getting?
You know, it's funny, people have just come and shown the signs of birth and labor, you know, whatever gender you are, wherever you are in your life, whatever age, wherever you come from, it doesn't matter, but it is all of what you just said, the act of creation. It is the act of, you know, moving one form into another. But also when we sit in that circle way, inherently I have seen young men come and take elderberry dye and wipe their hoop with it, along with women who are, you know, creating and painting with their menstrual moon. And then men who have taken that to the tree or have connected their umbilical cords to the altar and been entwined with the other men on that altar and just been able to see that. I've seen women, you know, going back and going, oh my God, it's like I'm in labor again. And women who, you know, have never had babies, who maybe never will, realize that this is the birth of something inside of them that they're bringing out into the world that they've always been doing. But it's more importantly the witness of the birth circle that's the most important, coming from a doula's approach. Mm-hmm. People sit in a circle way and witness your journey. It is a tremendous healing aspect that happens for mothers that doesn't actually get to happen out in our society as a whole. We don't actually all get to be witnessed. And so one of the primary aspects of this is that I'm a doula. Nobody's there between you and the fire. Mm-hmm. I'm only there to witness your journey. And when it becomes about you and you are the living altar and it gets to explore and expand and contract just like the undulating waves of any mother, you know, the larger archetypal mother, then inherently you are going to unfold to yourself. And so that's the birthing aspect. But it's also fun, like when the midwives come and everybody's chopping carrots in the kitchen and, you know, the music has come and we know the baby's going to be born. Or when we're in ceremony and everybody's dancing and singing and we know that the end result is coming. And it's something that is in almost everything we do. We are almost always reenacting creation. And it's not exclusive to one type of person or being.
Well, then, in our interview, you spoke, too, about how, yeah, the drum is a portal. It's a heartbeat. It's so many things. And so what a wonderful instrument to do this work through. It sounds like it's a lot of inner transformation that happens. And you spoke of alchemy. So while people are building something new from disparate parts, they're also working their inner self and hopefully emerging not only with a new drum, but with a new sense of themselves, and also well-fed by ethically sourced ingredients prepared by a chef there throughout the entire week. So a pretty cool opportunity for people who have that week of May 4th to May 10th available. And I do want to let folks know the deadline to sign up is April 15th, just to get that out there.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody that we have a lot of fun. People have said it's kind of like I'm a vulva or a Mary Poppins, and I bring my bag and open it up, and people get to just dance and be who they are and return to a way of being that isn't so under people's gazes. And there are 7 different practitioners that are amazing and masters in their skill sets that are going to be everybody alongside dueling us through this. So, you know, we're going to be doing Qigong, Kundalini breath. We're going to be journeying in. We're going to have shadow wisdom and breath work. So it's going to be really like one of the more unique drum birthing experiences out there.
Very potent. How often do you do these? I know this one's kind of unique given it's under the School of Magic umbrella and you'll have those other teachers present. But how many workshops do you do like this each year?
Well, I've been doing it for, probably around 12 years, but the retreats have been more about like 4 years. And I probably have about 80 drums out there,
wow.
Which is a lot. And I do a lot of personal workshops with people, especially people who are wanting a rite of passage for change. It's a catalyst healing. People who never thought they wanted a drum, but they knew they needed to go through this type of a process. And the drum is just like the cherry, you know? It's like the baby that you bring home that you now get to experience for the rest of your life. And these are one of the kind, once-in-a-lifetime kind of experiences for a lot of people that is not forgotten lightly. I know that we will do eventually a reunion of the North Star Drummers, and I'm just super honored to be a part of the School of Magic community because it just deepens the community. It expands it as much as it brings it in deep in our hearts. So I do them a lot.
Well, we only have a few minutes left on today's show, so I want to let people know that they can find all of the School of Magic offerings at theschoolofmagic.org, magic spelled with a K on the end. And also, Tara, you have a website as well, right?
Yeah, it's tarasaren.com. And I just want to plug in and just tell, you know, speak to Willow in her amazing vision of this School of Magic. And I really think people should come down and check it out because Peonia's booming with some beautiful people, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Hmm.
Do either of you, Yesenia or Gus, have any final question?
I don't think so, at least for me. I mean, I have something I'd like to say, but if Yesenia has a question.
You can go ahead.
Okay, cool. I'd just like to say thank you for sharing this with us. I don't get to talk to many people who have these beliefs or who are so in touch with this part of themselves, and I feel for the better for it today.
Thank you.
Sure.
I feel connected. Yeah. Thank you for receiving it. Thank you for your questions, too. They were really great.
Thank you.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank our students for jumping in. And yes, it's not something we often get to talk about, magic and all that internal, invisible world that we know exists all around us outside of our perception. So, Tara, thanks for bringing it to our airwaves. So glad to hear about your connection ongoing with Sopris and these rivers here. And we wish you all the best with this upcoming workshop. Once again, people will want to register by April 15th. It's going to be from May 4th to the 10th. And you can sign up at theschoolofmagic.org. Any final words from you, Tara?
Oh, I just really pray and hope and, you know, speak out and invocate that there's more and more magic that comes from these airwaves and is spoken about in our daily lives. Let's just keep it awesome.
Well, thank you so much, and we wish you a wonderful remainder of your day.
Yes, bless you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tara.
Bye.
And we are between eclipses, incidentally. Perfect time to talk about magic.
Of course.
So, do you have any big plans for that upcoming solar eclipse?
Probably not. I'll look at it. I like to look at it.
Mm-hmm. But use the special glasses.
I'll try my best.
All right.
YOLO.
Stay tuned for regional roundup coming up next here on KDNK. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.